What you're about to experience are my opinions and truths. I'm suggesting their possibilities for you to consider, in which you can then come up with your own logical conclusions. Ladies and gentlemen, fellow decoders around the world, male and female, wherever you may be, my name is Logan, and this is Decode Your Reality, and today we have another scripted reality. We're on to part number 12. Thought I was going to be done at 9. This just continues to go on and on and on, and it's becoming a really decoding favorite of many people. Thanks all for your support. Big shout out to my Patreon supporting this great research. Appreciate each and every one of you for being here. Let's get started on Scripted Reality Part 12. So I wanted to introduce those of you that may be new. Like, what does scripted reality mean? I would encourage you to go watch. If you go to my playlist, I have a scripted reality playlist. I have all the scripted realities there, including the very original one describing the scripted reality itself. But I want to narrate or kind of recap a little bit of what it means for those of you that may be new. And if even if you're not, this is good review material. Scripted reality is a 47. I'm using Chaldean numerology. Why Chaldean? Because it's the oldest known numerology cipher on the planet. This is numerology right here, folks. Chaldean numerology, okay? And it's a 47. The word tetragrammaton, which is the ancient Israelite god of the Bible, is 47. The Yod-Heh-Vah-He, YHWH-YHVH, is 17 in Chaldean. The word Jehovah, the New Age name, is 30 in Chaldean. Just as much as the word Demiurge, the Gnostic name for the ruler of this reality. All of these part of this. So what is that? Is that what's scripting this reality and playing it out through us? And it leads through alchemy. We go from numerology to alchemy. This is kind of alchemology. And you get to the silver screen. Silver being the most electrical element on the periodic table. So the clue is it is the most electrical. What is used for a television in order for it to operate? You got to plug it in the wall. It needs electricity. Silver is the most electric element on the periodic table. This is its most abundant isotope. Its average is 107. And that's very interesting because it matches the two base pairs of our DNA. Guanine, cytosine, adenine, thymine. The two base pairs of our DNA, 106. Coincidence? This is also going to be tied to the number 46. It's interesting too because the Dead Sea Scrolls were found in 1946 and 1947. Is that a coincidence? Scripted reality. They were supposed to be found, obviously. And this leads to the silver screen. You've heard this before, right? This is an old term from Hollywood. You're on the silver screen. Why did they choose gold? Well, silver is very reflective. That was why they ended up using that. So the story goes. Silver being 20, the word duality equals 20, the word birthday equals 20. So when you're born on the silver screen, you have a birthday. And then your blood gets involved because screen is 23, just like the word blood. These are all in Chaldean numerology. The word history equals 23. Okay, the silver screen, duality, blood, duality, history. Okay, and then it's the 43 for its total numerology, and that becomes, through mathematics, a prime number. It's the 14th prime number, and 14 is such a special number, 3.14. 3.14 indicates Earth. Earth is the silver screen. Earth is a movie set. It's built through time. Time is eternal. It just moves on and on and on. 3.14, this is the indicator of that. The word God equals 14. The word Satan equals 14. The word decay equals 14. What happens over time? Things decay. Okay. Just in Chaldean to narrate this whole version of our reality through the source code here. So we become child or children of time. We become a child of time. Okay. All of us become a child of time. And that's the 45, which is tied to Pandora's box. Now you get into Greek mythology. What is the box? Earth, squaring the circle in masonry. Pandora's box. You can see that pi is right there as well. 3.141. 45 is going to lead to the number 9. 9 is the great repeater number. The word 9 equals 16. Okay? Child is 16. The word 9 is 16. The word fire is 16. You're in the lake of fire, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? So I wanted to bring on the scenes our first piece of the cards of illumination clues here. And this is, you know, this is some advanced layers of decoding I've been trying to slowly trickle out. Those of you that are in the Patreons, you get this stuff because I've been trickling this more out. But this system is amazing, and it really tells you, because it tells you how this reality works, for sure. And each of these squares are numbered like a bingo chart. Now, I'm using what's called solar spread number 47. This is the 47th spread. And I'll be utilizing this website right here called knowyourdestinycards.com. I'll leave this in the description of the video, so you can click on it for easy access. Over here to your left, we'll have all of your solar spreads. And this will match up to your birthday. So you would look at where your age is, you would click on that, and then you would locate your birth card. And then if you know how to read the cards, you can tell a little bit about what your future days look like for that solar year. So this is solar spread number 47. And these cards pretty much all move every single year. So here it is. And I wanted to locate space number 47. And see what cards occupy in that space to show us what is being expressed here. And what a mighty big one it is, because the Six of Hearts becomes the Six of Cups. So we now move it into the tarot just to get the picture. And the picture of the Six of Cups is this little kid giving, or a man giving a woman flowers. Nostalgia. Okay? Chivalry. Memories. Going back to what it likes to be a child again. Six is carbon. Becoming a human being. This is the card of carbon, because it's card number 6. This is the card of Christmas. December 25th. Here's the boilerplate chart for the cards of illumination. December right here. You go all the way down to the 25th spot, and there it is. It's the Six of Hearts. So the Six of Hearts represents Christmas. It represents the birth of Christ. Whether or not it's real or not, I'm not interested in that. The story goes that it's embedded into the source code, is that it's the Six of Hearts that owns the space of Christmas. And it's a scripted reality, folks. That's what it's telling us. And this is you and me. We're all born as the number 6. That's why 6 is the first perfect number in mathematics. 6 is the element carbon. We are made up of carbon. 6 is Virgo, the Virgin, where Jesus was born from the Immaculate Conception. I mean, I could go on and on how big the 6 is. 6 is your third eye. Jesus said, let thy eye be single. I could go on and on with the 6. But this thing right here is a very important instrument to decode from. So I'm going to utilize it a little bit. So let's move into solar spread number 6. Since, you know, the Six of Hearts sits in space 47 representing scripted reality. Okay, so now we're going to go to solar spread 6, and we can see where what card is in the 47th position. It's the 5 of Diamonds. It's card 31, as in 3.14. 5 of Diamonds converts into the 5 of Pentacles to get the picture. And what do we see here? We see hard times. We see somebody on crutches. We see somebody with no shoes on in the freezing cold outside of a church. The dichotomy of chaos and order, folks. That's what this card represents. Inside the church would be order. Outside the church would be chaos. Rough times, challenging. This is card 68 or 69. These cards hold two positions. So scripted reality not only involves being a child again, being born as an incarnated person, as carbon, on the silver screen, through a scripted reality, but it also involves hard times ahead, inevitably for all of us. You'll face death. You'll face challenges. It'll be beautiful. You'll have beautiful experiences and all that kind of stuff. That's what I focus on. But through the scripted reality, folks, you're going to have challenges that test you and all part of your screenplay. That's why the cross that Jesus carries, that's your screenplay. You carry your own. Everybody's got their own different cross if you want to use that shape and that symbol and whatever that stuff means for you. So these are very crystal clear layers here with this system. And that's why the cards of illumination are an oracle in itself. They're very special. Okay. And so I want to show this from my Gematria Decoded. Everybody, thank you for tuning into this. There's a band called Slipknot off of their 2008 album, All Hope Is Gone. And they had a song called Gematria, in parentheses, the killing name. And there it was, the 68. I go right back here. See, this is the 68th, 69th card in the deck. The killing. See, are we being hunted here in the scripted reality? Well, do people hunt in movies? The Hunger Games? I feel like these are fractals below, but then Earth is a movie set. Are we being hunted? Are we being killed? All hope is gone. Go check out my decode on this. It was very crystal clear what it means. Gematria being 31 in numerology. This is the 31st card in the deck, okay? No brainers, ladies and gentlemen. No brainers. So I'm going to move now into the main part of this decode, this main part of the scripted reality, part 12. And that is, I'm going to start with this screenwriter and film director, Jonathan Blair Hensley. Jonathan Blair Hensley. And he had his directorial debut with the movie The Punisher. Look at some of the titles that he's been a part of. Die Hard with a Vengeance, Armageddon, okay? And The Punisher was his debut. And you notice his birthday is February 13th, which is interesting because in the major arcana of the tarot, it's the death card. Now, I know that's a little watered down because a lot of you have the 13 for your birthday, right? So that doesn't indicate you're going to be that kind of person and or all about this kind of stuff. But it's pretty interesting, to say the least. And I'm going to support a little more of why this guy's screenplay, his scripted reality, was about and revolved around this right here. Okay, revolved around the subtleties. You know, he's born in 1959. The contract with God is 59. The game of life is 59. So there are many facets to this. He was born on February 13th, which is interesting because it's a permutation for the running time of this movie. So think about that. Makes his directorial debut. He's born on 213 or 132 if you're from European countries. And that's a permutation for the running time for this movie. Now, did they just purposely sit down and make sure that these numbers come out this way? Well, let's add on some other layers and then you can be the judge of that. See, April 16th, when this movie came out, is the 106th, 107th day of the year. I always, as a decoder, I observe both days of the year, even if it's not a leap year. Okay? Even if it's not. Now, 2004, when you take 2004 and you divide it by 4, that's what'll tell you if it's a leap year or not, it's 501. So April 16th was, in fact, the 107th day of the year. It was a leap year. But I still include the 106. And just remember, ladies and gentlemen, come back up here, and this is the 106. This is going to be isotope 107. They're going to round up. Is that a coincidence? Are we stretching things here? Well, let's continue to move along with this here. When you add up the days, April 16th, 106 and 107, it's going to give you 213, which matches his birthday, 213, which matches the running time. The permutation of the 213 is the 123. Interesting, right? It was released on April 16th. And the interesting part about April 16th, this is the card. It's the Five of Diamonds. Now, let's just be crystal clear. Here's April. Come down to the 16th, and there it is. The Five of Diamonds. Okay? So, again, did Jonathan know this? Is he in cahoots with the occult and the esoteric? Is he fooling around with that stuff? Is he planning and plotting all this, him and a whole bunch of other people, to get it exactly this way? Knowing that he has the death card. Yeah, I mean, the Punisher is all about killing. Armageddon, killing. Die Hard with a Vengeance, killing. The Punisher is all about killing. Being the vigilante. Matching the running time. Matching his birthday, 213. Matching the 106 and 107 for the release date of this. And then the card that matches that is the Five of Diamonds, which is the card of Gematria, the killing name, right here. This is Gematria, the killing name. So what is the Punisher about? Killing. Is it real? You know, you're going to say, no, it's not real. And then I'll say, well, are the actors real? Yes. Is the screenplay real? Yes. Is there really a director? Yes. Are there sound people? Are there stunt actors? Yes, yes. Are there extras? Yes. So is it real? Well, it's not real, but, well, what is it? Which is it? Is our reality real, folks? Are you playing out a screenplay? Are you living out as an actor or actress? See, I say, yes, you are. This is no different. This is just a fractal down. Mankind makes these movies while whatever's running this reality makes our movie. These are obviously crystal clear patterns here to have all these things match up this way. And even Slipknot wrote about it. I mean, look at the lyrics, 6,066 total for the total lyrics in numerology. There's the 666 for this entire lyrics of this song. I mean, how do you write a song to get it exactly this way? I mean, are you really doing it that way? This is just through Chaldean, though. Well, I think you'd be kind of ignorant to think that mankind's actually plugging all this in and coding it and then making it happen. I just don't see that happening. Now, if there's other explanations, well, I mean, I would take that into consideration. A lot of people think it's a quantum computer. Well, okay, let's see it. I'm not going to rule it out, but until then, right now, I'm not going to chalk it up to man doing this. I'm just not. 16 in the Major Arcana, the Tower card, all about, you know, explosions. What the Punisher's all about, ladies and gentlemen. These are all just humdingers here. And then the 107, which is the day of the year for April 16, 2004, being a leap year, is going to be, through mathematics, the 28th prime number. And that's very interesting because when you go study Tartarus, in Greek mythology, here it is at the top. In Greek mythology, Tartarus is the deep abyss that is used as a dungeon of torment and suffering for the wicked and as the prison for the Titans. See, I believe we're all the Titans. We're all the offspring of the Titans. And if there is such a story as a fallen angel story, well, then we're all the offspring of that. Obviously, no brainer. Look at the numerology, the modernized Greek. The modernized Greek alphabet, the 24 letters. I'm going to do the archaics in a minute. It's a 107. So think about this. The word Tartarus, which means prison, torment and suffering, is a 107, and 107 just happens to be the 28th prime number. Lucifer equals 28, architect equals 28. So you got Lucifer bit in here. It's tied to the light, which creates the movie. And then you bring it into the string of the golden ratio, the number 28. And look at where it's found. Digit 52 and 53. This is including the 1 point. If you don't include the 1 point, it's going to be 51 and 52. And as I have shown through my series of Prison Planet, there's four of those. Thanks, everybody, for watching all those. That's the 52. 26 being tied to our blood. Iron is 26. Okay, these are no-brainers here. Once you start to see how this reality works, we live in a scripted movie. Earth is a movie set. Okay, so here's the archaic version of it. Tartarus, 118, the older version. And 118 is not a prime number, but, you know, when you look at numbers from composite, you get more clues here. So we don't just say, oh, that's worthless. No. The 118 has four divisors, 12, 59, and 118. You know, Jonathan Hensley, born in 1959. I know that's very subtle, but it's there. 59 being tied to the words, the game of life. This is a game. It's a movie, a video game we're in. Sum of divisors is 180, and I knew what that meant. It links to this element called tantalum. And this number 73. And why this is so important, ladies and gentlemen, and that's because you're on television. You're on television. You're live in front of the whole world. As Christoph would say, as he's on the moon, 73 is the protons for tantalum. Tantalum comes from the Greek word tantalos. There's that 106 and the silver screen that we showed earlier. You're on the silver screen. You're being watched, ladies and gentlemen. Every move you make, you're being watched. Every breath you take, I'm watching you. The police saying that. Every move you make, eye in the sky, looking at you. I can read your mind. No one gets a hall pass on that. Mankind is being used. Even his full name in numerology, his birth certificate name, 73. 73. Okay? Reminds you, you're on television, folks. No one gets a hall pass from this. Not this guy, not you, not me, not the Punisher. Nobody. It's all fractals. The television is a fractal down. We are a fractal up. And then there's a fractal above us. It's a big Mandelbrot set. And if you don't know what Mandelbrot set is, I'd highly encourage you to go check it out. How about this guy right here? Thomas Jane Elliott III. This is his birth certificate name with his mother's maiden name in there. Okay. If you go do the research, Thomas is the twin brother of Jesus. Coincidentally, they casted him to play the Punisher. He didn't want to do it at first. If you go read the whole story, notice he's wearing the cross around his neck. Oh, I know that's very subtle, but you're going to see that this guy right here, of course, he's the vigilante taking out the bad guys that deserve to be put in the ground because the law and order won't take care of it. Or, you know, he's getting revenge. That's the whole point of this, the Punisher. His birth card, the Three of Diamonds, becomes the Three of Pentacles, and it matches his birth certificate name, 66, or his full birth name, I mean. 66, ladies and gentlemen, is tied to the latitude, longitude of the birth of Christ in Bethlehem, Israel. 31 and 35 equal the number 66. So you can clearly see he got casted to play the good cop, to be the Jesus Christ character, to come down and take care of the bad guys as an actor, being used as an actor, at least getting paid for it as a professional actor. There's the cross right around his neck. His mother's last name, I believe it's his mother's name, Jane, starts with the letter J. It's got L there, Elliot. L, remember Elliot and E.T.? L, there's the 53, Israel. He was born in Maryland. What was the name of Jesus's mother? Mary. You think this is all just like fun and games? Or you think this is all, well, that doesn't matter. No. See, ladies and gentlemen, when you start to look at your reality, you start looking at how scripted your life is. It's undeniable when you do that. If you're willing to look, you'll see that your life is scripted. The Punisher was a vigilante. Vigilante's 29 in numerology, which just so happens to equal the birth card of Thomas Jane Elliott III. Okay. The Three of Diamonds is card number 29. It converts to the Three of Pentacles, which is card 66/67. There's always a duplicate for these two because you can use the Fool twice in the deck of the tarot. And that matches his total name numerology. These are not coincidences, ladies and gentlemen. These are all humdingers. This is all part of this guy's scripted reality. He's the twin brother of Jesus, and he's coming down here to, you know, be the vigilante, to take care of business. Now, if you weren't convinced, all those are the screens that I showed you. Maybe this one will have you scratch your head a little bit. This is something I have shown many, many times now throughout multiple decodes, and that's looking at the distance between birth cities, or, you know, actors to actresses, cities of birth. And I took Bethlehem, Israel, and I did the distance between his birth city, Baltimore, Maryland. Remember, he was born in Maryland. That's the mother of Jesus is Mary. Bethlehem is the birth city of Jesus. They casted him to play the Punisher, the vigilante. And it's 5,008. This is what this spits out. I didn't choose this. 5,867. And lo and behold, you bring it into mathematics. And is that a prime number? You bet your bottom dollar it is. It's the 772. And, you know, the 772, when you add it up, reduce it down, you're going to get the 16. And you just come back up here. And when did this movie come out? On the 16th. So, I mean, again, ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself the question, the subtle clues here, the directors, the producers, whoever's creating this stuff, you actually think they're sitting down and doing this beforehand, like looking like, okay, we got to cast the Punisher and we have to make sure that the distance in between the city. Oh, okay. Well, he's born in Maryland. We're going to hire him because we're going to open it on the 16th because his prime number reduces down to the number 16. You know how ludicrous I sound? I sound like a crazy man saying that. This is a dead giveaway right there. This shape. But wait, there's more, like there always is. So I'm going to bring this into mathematics and we're going to take a look at it a little bit more. I'm going to come back to that 772 in just a minute. But let's look at the sine and cosine wave, the fingerprint of this number. And you'll notice that the first digit past the point of the sine and cosine wave is 9 and 0. 9 and 0. The word 9, when you spell it out in numerology, Let me just show you really quickly so you can see what I'm talking about. 9 is 16. When did the movie come out? On the 16th. It's the 9 and 0, okay? And the 9 and 0 lead to this element called thorium. And a lot of correlations are to Thor and Jesus. Thor and Jupiter. Okay? And it's the Scandinavian god of war in a lot of instances. This guy went to war. So his fingerprint through the mathematics of the distance between Israel and Bethlehem, the birth city of Christ, and Maryland, where he was born, and he's got a Thomas, the twin brother name of Jesus, really? Linked to Thor. And then number 90. The architect of the universe is the number 90. Then you get into Zeus and the Olympian. Zeus and Abraxas, and you get into Jupiter ascending. Is Jupiter just the one behind it all, the evil behind it all? Well, that leads into this right here, ladies and gentlemen. This screen right here. And I want to digress and backtrack, and I want to show you that I did a podcast with Tommy Truthful. Big shout out to Tommy Truthful, Donut, and this guy right here, Paranoid American. His name is Thomas, of all people. And literally, this is one of the funniest things, because as I'm decoding this, as I'm working on this, I've been working on this for a while. I shelved it because I have so much material that I'm pumping out. As I'm in the middle of decoding this, okay, we did this podcast not too long ago. And the next day, Tommy sends me an email. And he's asking me about the Mather, right? He's asking me about the, where the hell is it? Mather, right here. He's asking me about the Mather's table. Okay, and Mather's table is the Hebrew and Chaldee letters. Okay, the conversion of them. If you don't know what this is, go research. It's called the Mather's table. And I'm looking it over, right? As he asked me, like, hey, what do you think of this? The conversion of the Roman characterizations from the Hebrew. And what instantly stood out to me was the number 18. Because I know Jesus is 18 in numerology. Christ is 18 in numerology. The word 18 is 33 in numerology. And I noticed the correlation because I was decoding this Punisher and I saw the 90 and I just started laughing. And of course, this comes from this Saudi or a Sade, or however you pronounce it. It means fishing hook. What does the letter J look like? It's a fishing hook. Jesus was a fisher of men. 90. Okay, the final would be 900, but it's 90. All right, this can also mean the total angels, 900 angels. Okay. And there it was, the 90, and the god of war. So I was looking at this, right? So here it is right here. Here's the letter, 18. There's the Phoenician, the first origin of it. It goes into Arabic, the whole nine yards. The numerical value, 90. There's the Chaldean expression of Jesus. The word Christ equals 18. And, you know, what it really was interesting, ladies and gentlemen, again, at this point in time when Tommy was asking me about it, isn't Tommy and Thomas, I was just laughing that he was emailing me as I'm decoding this Punisher. Is it not only means fishhook, but in Arabic, it means the hunted. The hunted. I even asked chat, OpenAI, what it meant. I copied and pasted the Arabic word for this right here. And this is what it says. Hunt or hunting in English. Pursuing, capturing animals for food, sport, or other purposes. Now, I want you to take into consideration, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think the vigilante was doing in the context of this movie? Hunting. Trapping. Killing. Hunting. Trapping, pursuing. Now, you mean to tell me all these links that I'm showing you here, man's coding and scripting this like this to get these things exactly the way they are? Well, I'll let you be the answer to that. I'm not going to provide you the answer. You already know my answers on that. Moving on, moving forward now. I told you I'd come back to the 772. So remember, this is the distance between Bethlehem, the birth city of Jesus, and Baltimore, Maryland, where this guy was born. His name is Thomas, the twin brother of Jesus. Jesus Christ is 36. And so I pull the 772, the prime of this. And lo and behold, ladies and gentlemen, how do you describe this here? I mean, to get this just like this with the distance between this guy's birth city, to get him to play the vigilante, essentially being the good cop, being the guy to come down with the sword. Jesus says, I'm not coming with peace. I'm coming with a sword. 772 starts at the digit 36. Really? I mean, is this just, am I just like really making this stuff up, folks? This is really important layers right here. You can see the scripted reality. Man could never code it at this level. There's just too many moving parts to this. Not a chance, not a chance. So we're going to get into, in the tail end of this, we're going to get into some astrology. I'm gonna end this scripted reality off with some astrology. So if you're new to astrology, just do the best you can to pay attention. If you're wanting to learn, you know, well, you're in the best place. I'm going to do my best to show you. And if you're a fan of astrology, I'm going to show you how this is sidereal Vedic astrology, okay, representing the longitudinally waves east to west. And this is the chart for the release of the Punisher. Now, I gauged it at 7:30 or 7 p.m., which is when premieres usually happen. So the houses are going to be pretty close if this is debuted at 7 p.m. on the 16th of April. Okay? And what I wanted to point out is, first and foremost, here's the name of the movie. The Punisher. Of course, 35 is simulation, because that's what we're living in. A simulated video game movie. It's not real. It's real to us, but not whatever's using us and operating through us. And the 49th card in the cards of illumination is the Ten of Spades, and there it was. I mean, you can't get any more obvious of what the Punisher means. This is finished, rock bottom, dead. You're dead. You got 10 swords in your back. You are done. That's what this whole character's piece was all about, right here. So you can see, you take Chaldean numerology, you convert it to the card, you convert it to the tarot, and there you go, you get the picture. Okay? 10 meaning the binary system. You know, 10 being the binary system. Okay? Which is what we're all living in. The zeros and ones. I mean, if I just come up here, this is digit 36, 37, and 38. And 38 is tied to the binary system. How I know that is, I come to numerology here, and I just type in 0 and 1, and there's 38, you see? So when you see 38, it means binary. Okay, so you have the Christ embedded into the binary system. The binary system represents computer code. Are we just inside of a massive computer? We cannot rule that out, folks. You know, you're watching this through a computer. If it's not, your phone, which is a mini computer. Why is it so far-fetched to think we're inside of a computer? So I'm going to break this all down here in just a little bit. All right, but I wanted to first show all of you, and all of you have watched, I hope, my Astro Alchemy Decoded, where I showed how the cards of illumination, your card, your birth card, your spirit card, they're all going to fit in selected houses for the astrological placements. And notice that the Punisher is going to sit right here in house number 10, which is ruled by what? Capricorn. And Capricorn has a lord, and the lord is called Kronos, Saturn, Father Time. Kronos, Saturn, Father Time. Okay, this is where you're going to get Saturn, Satan, all that stuff, all those correlations. Look where Saturn is, in the 10th house of all places. Oh boy, is that a coincidence? So again, mapping these movies out with all the layers I'm showing you, and now we're adding on astrology to make sure all these astrological placements are in order. The cards, numerology, mathematics, distance between cities and prime numbers and sine and cosine waves, no freaking way. All right, no way. And so here's Thomas Jane's astrological map. Born on the 22nd of February. The word Michael equals 22 in numerology. Come to play the good guy. Came to play the good guy. He's got the crosser on his neck, indicating Jesus. Okay. And, you know, the big takeaway for him, the big takeaway for him is this area right here. Okay, because he's got Pluto here. Pluto being the destroyer, Shiva. It's in the 12th nakshatra. 12 links to carbon. Carbon is the sixth element. Remember that scripted reality, 47th space, Sat was sitting in the space of carbon. It was the six of hearts. And this is the house of Virgo, the sixth zodiac sign. Folks, this is all, these are all humdingers here, are very obvious. The death card, he was all about death. Why 13? Because the 13th nakshatra is here in Virgo, Virgo meaning carbon. He's killing carbon in this movie. That's what he's doing. Jesus was born of the Virgin. This is the Virgin Mary right here. You have Jupiter here, the largest planet. Okay, there's a lot of stories about Jupiter incarnating into different animals in Greek mythology, and you know, supposedly the king of gods, the Olympian, etc., etc. All right, big time things here. So you have Jupiter with Pluto, the destroyer. You have Uranus, heaven here. You know, the lover's card is six. This is the sixth zodiac sign. Remember, this is the card for scripted reality. If you remember scripted reality, it's Saturn space number 47. The card sits right here. And he's got his Pluto here. He's the killer. Pluto, the killer, right here. This is his birth astrological map, folks. This guy was destined to be this character. You can clearly see it. It's so simple. Even his son, being in the 24th nakshatra, the word Jesus from the original spelling in the Greek. Jesus, in my opinion, came on the scene in the New Testament. There are no miracles being performed in the Old Testament. There are no healing of leprosy or doing any of that in the Old Testament. The Old Testament is killing. The New Testament is healing. That's the yin yang. It's chaos and order classically. And Jesus is 24 in the Greek. And there's the spirit of him, the sun, in this 24th nakshatra. And it's in the sign of Aquarius, and Aquarius is the 11th sign, and the 11th card is the justice card. How about that? Coincidence? And lastly, he's got his Rahu here with his Chiron in the wound in the 26th nakshatra in the house of Pisces, Pisces being the fish, Jesus being the fisher of men, and the 26th nakshatra matches up to the element iron. Iron is in our blood. See how all this just beautifully meshes together? It's a big synchronizing orchestra is what it is. It's all lined up that way, right? So I'm going to end this. I think it's my last slide. It's my last slide. I'm going to end this with going back to the astrological map for the Punisher that opened on the 16th of April, 2004. And I'm going to show you how Thomas Jane fits right in here. Besides his astrological map, look at what all the cluster of energy he's got here in his sixth house of killing, carbon, okay, death, killing people, right, taking them out. Pluto here. You go here, okay, you go right here, and he was born in the 22nd. In the 22nd, the nakshatra is Neptune. Neptune is called the sea monster, and I believe Neptune is the screenplay writer. It's in the sign of Capricorn, okay? And so now what we want to do is we want to locate where Saturn is, because Saturn rules Capricorn, right? Saturn is the lord of Capricorn. And since his 22 birthday is there, right? Since his 22 birthday is there, I'm going to come and I'm going to look for Kronos. And there it is. Again, it's in Ardra. This is where, you know, Rahu was here during the Twin Tower takedown on September 11th. So you got Kronos here in the third zodiac sign called Gemini. This guy's birth card is the Three of Diamonds. The three matches up through astral alchemy and Gemini. You see how this works? His Three of Diamonds sits in this 10th house that's ruled over by Capricorn. Gemini's here. Gemini represents the prison. Gemini represents the twins, the doppelganger. He's coming in to take people out. He's coming in to wipe out their carbon. It's in the sixth nakshatra. His birth card is there. It's in the 10th house, and this is the 10 of spades where the card sits through astral alchemy, which is tied to the Punisher. The Punisher being 49, this being the 49th card in the deck. And then down here in the third house, which is where his Three of Diamonds would sit as well, but Gemini comes up here, but down here in Gemini is where Scorpio is. And Scorpio is ruled by Pluto / Mars, and Pluto, of course, is sitting in its own domicile house. And it's not just any house, it's in the 18th nakshatra. And there's that letter. Big shout out to Paranoid American Thomas asking me about the Mathers table right here. Once again, showing you this 18. There it is. There's the letter. 90 in Thorium, the god of war. And there it is in Pluto, in the third house, in Scorpio. Scorpio is the eighth sign. So we say, okay, well, where's the eighth house? Up here. Okay. And then he's got his Rahu, not him, but the Punisher has Rahu here. Rahu, the ultimate desire, in the sign of Aries, which is fire. In the second nakshatra called Bharani. Bharani, through Hinduism, through Vedic astrology, I should say, is tied to Yama, the god of destruction, otherwise known as Pluto. So he's got literally Rahu, the ultimate desire, Pluto, Shiva, the destroyer, in the second nakshatra here, through his eighth house of Scorpio. That's where his ultimate desire is. Eight means power. But his eighth zodiac sign sits down here in his third house, which is where his three of diamonds would sit, where Pluto is matching up with that 18. And there's the fish hook right there. There's Jesus. There's him being the Punisher right there. These are obvious layers, ladies and gentlemen. Super, super obvious when you know how to read astrology. And then lastly, we're going to come back to Jupiter again. Jupiter being the biggest planet. So they say. Jupiter having the great red spot on it. Is this the all-seeing eye? Jupiter being in the 12th house of Pisces. Pisces being the fish. Jesus being a fisher of men. Already showed that. And it's in the 11th nakshatra. And 11 is tied to the justice card. So the Punisher. The whole story of the Punisher is he was serving justice to these people that are bad guys, taking the law into his own hands, taking out and being the death card, taking them out. And is it possible that these celestials all have a hand in working through us as human beings and they use us as instruments, whether it's in real life or whether it's on a movie set? Which is just a fractal down. You know, I got it was Lionsgate film that released the Punisher. And look at what house it's in, or zodiac sign it's in. The lion, Leo. Really? So it's Lionsgate film with Jupiter here. In the 12th house of Pisces, Pisces being the fisher of men. I mean, his moon's there in Pisces. Or I shouldn't say his moon. I should say this is the release date of the Punisher. The moon is there in the 26th nakshatra. I think when you come up here to his chart. Yeah, he's got his Rahu in the 26th. You see that? Thomas Jane has his Rahu and his Chiron, the wound, handing out the wounds here in the 26th nakshatra in Pisces. And then you come down to the actual release of the Punisher. And there's Jupiter right there. And he's got his, and the moon is here in the 26th nakshatra. The moon representing the sun at night. These are all no-brainers, ladies and gentlemen. We live in a scripted reality, folks. If you're a fan of astrology, numerology, the cards, tarot, you can see. It doesn't matter what language you use. I can use any language. I can find the code. You can too. If you're willing to dig and look, you're going to see your life is a scripted reality, just like this guy's was. I don't even know the guy. But he's got a scripted reality just like you and I. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Scripted reality part 12 in the books. I appreciate each and every one of you for continually supporting this research. And for all my Patreons out there, thank you so very much for your pledges. But that's all I got for today, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Logan for Decode Your Reality. Until next time, we will see you later.